When people think of Vegas, they think of bright lights, casinos, gambling, high roller suites, megastars, the entertainment capital of the world. And, yeah, maybe hookers.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid!
Sorry, Mom, it was only one time. It won't happen again. No longer will everything being said and done in Vegas stay in Vegas.
You know, they say, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But just so you know, like, if we bone, I'm telling everybody.
It's time for Nick's Just Saying, the podcast.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Tackling topics in sports, entertainment, politics, and life, Nick will present it with a laugh.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
He's more like a middle-aged man that thinks he's funny and sexy hitting on me at the bar, wearing a silk shirt that's unbuttoned and his chest hair and gold chains are showing. Ugh.
Is she looking at me now?
No.
How about now? Is she looking over here now?
No.
You can listen to, follow, and subscribe to Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com. And follow him on Facebook and Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, is on the air. I sure hope Nick doesn't screw this show up today. Just saying.
Sexiest thing that ever be on this program. You can come to the live from our Palatial Las Vegas studios, live on Facebook. You can hear in the background, he's not a sexual disease. It is my buddy Mark Wilson. He's here with us. How you doing, Mark?
She really is something.
Yeah, she's nice.
You also have the long, I thought I had a long open at the Mighty 1090. Yeah. That could be the longest open ever, which is fine because you got her in there.
Okay.
So if her name's Amanda, Amanda, I salute you. For those about to Amanda, I salute you.
There you go.
There's your first AC/DC reference.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to. We'll get into it because you're a music buff. I know you're a sports guy. I mean, let's be honest. We met talking about sports. You're in Vegas here now for 172 years. You were in Detroit. TV, pretty much you were with CBS and Fox and NBC and you were on the radio as well,
yes,
for
sir.
Many years.
Miami, Florida as well.
Oh,
for your Miami listeners.
Oh, okay. So you're going to like break out like a salsa?
Well, I did go see Gloria Estefan quite a few times back then.
Oh, jeez.
I think I was just at the end of the disco era. So that's a while ago. So I might.
You might.
depending on how bad this goes, I may have to pull that out. I don't know. We'll see.
Just be careful. Don't pull too much out.
That's what she said.
Anyway,
your folks, first, that's what she said of the day, too.
Yeah, and folks, if you are at the moment with us on Facebook, we greatly appreciate it. You can get us Nick's Just Saying. Follow us there on Facebook, my page. You can also, later, we will have the complete download of the podcast. It's available each and every week at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com. There's an app on the phone. We have the whole thing. I got you covered, people. Just all you have to do is basically follow us. Like, I have the app on my phone, and it tells me when
you have an Apple on your phone?
I have an app, not an Apple.
An app.
No. We don't have an Apple. We have candy.
Candy.
We have candy. Look, hey, Mr. Goodbar. Okay.
You got Crackles. You got Hershey's. Yeah, you're ready to go here, man.
I mean, I take care of my
wow. Guests. If you need a little sugar hit.
It's there. Hey, I'm looking already. Like, I'm looking in here. Alan, what's happening, brother? You're in the room on Facebook. Alan's with us. I got, who else is here?
What's up, Alan?
Hey, my daughter, Shell, is here. Michelle's
wow,
here. How you
man.
Doing? Okay.
Alan, I wouldn't let my daughter listen to this. I don't have one. But
my buddy Jimmy from back in school.
And Jimmy!
How are you?
James.
All right.
J-Dog.
We're doing good. We're doing good. Hey, I got to watch not to kill your microphone.
Dude, what is with that, man?
I got a size 15 foot. I have to be careful what
I
hit.
Does this make you feel good if I do this?
Stop! Stop!
Yeah! Yeah!
My wife will be home later. Don't get me all started. But anyway, you know, there's a lot going on in the world. And, you know, let's be honest. When we do this stuff, Mark, you know, we talk sports. I know you're an avid sports guy. And, you know, you've been around, and I don't mean this negatively.
Go
you've
ahead.
Been around
Just say
the block.
It. Just say
you've been
it, man.
Around the block like me. You've been in this business a long stinking time. Right? You just have.
I have. A long time.
Okay. I saw
this goes back to the 70s, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Your hair or the or
yeah,
work?
Both.
Oh, both. I left my hair in the 70s.
You did?
Yeah.
No, you got plenty.
Well, I know I got plenty, but I went to the flat top. I kind of went back to the 50s.
How am I getting something already? Oh, this isn't from your show. Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tim's on here already.
Tim Money.
And Tim's a cameraman in the Philadelphia area. Actually, I think he was
A cameraman or a videographer?
No, he's a cameraman. And he actually, I think his team at the MLB Network just won an Emmy or something yesterday. Do I got that right, Tim? All right, let me know.
And Sports Emmys were yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I think he got
Alex Rodriguez won an Emmy.
Now, there you go.
A-Roid won an Emmy.
Well, you know, A-Roid,
because he just doesn't have enough hardware.
I don't know, dude. It's all the steroids make something
not hard. You know, you say that, but the guy, everything he touches is gold. Well, I mean, even his own career, he took a year off, big deal. And he's still, you know, with the way his career finished up, and we'll see about the Hall of Fame down the line. But here he goes into television for 5 minutes and wins an Emmy Award.
Well, I got to tell you, my opinion, and it's a, listen, I'm not an A-Rod fan, but I'm a fan of guys who, for what, no matter what, they don't get hit by the bullet. And they,
well, he did kind of get hit. He did kind of get
hit.
Well,
he got hit, but it didn't kill him.
No.
Okay. He's a cat with 9 lives.
He did miss a year.
Yeah, he missed a year, but it, you know.
And he's not going to get to the 700 homers, right? How many, four behind it?
Yeah, I know. But nobody gives a rat's rear end about 700 homers anymore, or five.
We got two guys. Three guys.
Those juiced guys.
I forgot about Babe Ruth. What? You got Aaron, Ruth, and Bonds. Well, I was just going to say Aaron and Bonds. I was just going to blow Babe Ruth out of the water.
Yeah, he's the only guy that did it on hot dogs and beer.
Hey, God bless him.
You know, I don't know. Did they have roids back then?
Do you want to know something?
Let me hear.
Seriously?
Let me hear.
They had roids back then. I'll tell you why. And in fact, I'm not saying Babe Ruth did steroids or Lou Gehrig did steroids, but the owner back then of the Yankees was a big horse guy.
Okay.
And they've been given horses steroids since the late 1800s. They've been around.
Babe.
That's great. If you could do a neigh for me, that would be even better. Look, the steroid thing would be your whole show, because I'm really kind of known for my steroid take. Because I believe that guys in the 60s and 70s, per Tom House, did steroids. And if you were to find out that Aaron or Mays or Howard, even Frank Howard or Frank Robinson, even without knowing they were doing them.
Right.
Because back then you had the old trainer, you might have said, "Hey, Henry, I got something for you, make you feel good. It's a B12 shot.
Bend over."
And he doesn't know. He takes whatever the trainer gives him. But Tom House admitted in an article that you can read online, and I encourage anybody who's ever been into the steroid issue, it's May 3rd, 2005. It was only published once. I have heard that MLB quashed it, so there was never a follow-up. But if you go online and type in May 3, 2005, Tom House, he's the guy, of course, who famously caught Aaron's home run ball in the bullpen.
Yeah.
He's Tom Brady's throwing coach. He's a big throwing coach.
You name dropper, you?
No, I'm just telling you what he is.
Although, Henry Aaron hit that home run on my birthday. I just want to let you know.
Is that right?
Yes, he did.
7/15?
7/15 was on my birthday.
Wow.
April 8th against Al Downing. And Al was also from Ewing, New Jersey. You know, I'm a New Jersey guy. Ewing, New Jersey. He played in the Ewing Babe Ruth League, who I called him my uncle. Wasn't truly my blood uncle, but I called him my uncle. He actually coached him in Babe Ruth baseball.
How about that?
See, small world. Everything comes around.
Anyway, six degrees.
Go ahead.
No, I first thing on your program here, I'm talking about the steroid thing, which will be.
I don't really care. We're talking about anything.
Well, it's very polarizing, and people. But that's why I encourage you, do your own thinking. Read the article. Tom House admits that there was rampant steroid use in the 60s and 70s, including his locker room.
who was in his Braves locker room,
who had that 1973 year where three guys hit 40 home runs, Davey Johnson, Darrell Evans, and Henry Aaron. At nearly the age of 40, he hit 40 homers. 40, with a pretty good paunch going there. And it was great for recovery. We all know what steroids is. I won't get into them. We don't need to do that now. Go read that article. A lot of people have never seen it, and it might change your mind about where steroid guys are today and where they might have been in the 60s and 70s.
The dulcet tones of Mark Wilson joining us here on the program. We do appreciate that. Hey, the lovely voice gal, Amanda's watching in the room.
Is that right?
Say hello to her now. She's
Amanda, dude, I got to tell you, you're rocking the pipes.
She's a young aspiring actress who is doing great work.
Well, she's got, I mean, she's got this like little raspy thing at the end when she finishes sentences. I mean, I can tell because I do that stuff. She's got some, she's got a career there.
Yeah, she's a good guy. She's done a couple little horror flicks.
If she wasn't on your open, I would have walked.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even have done
it. Because I'm not worth a damn.
I'm not doing this thing.
I'm not worth a damn. Hey, you've even, she's saying, hey, there you go. See, we love her.
Power to the voice people.
Yeah, we love her. Okay? And she tells me
Does
her
you
dad.
You actually have people watching this thing?
Yeah, do you think I'm kidding? I'm
really? Not. Seriously?
What do you think? Is that Nicole Richie? No, I'm just.
Oh.
No, Lionel Richie's not listening.
No, but Nicole Richie, who's on that show now on NBC.
Yes. No, great Nicole news. Richie. No.
Did you watch it?
I don't watch that one, no.
It's on last night.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny.
Well, I didn't watch it.
Nicole Richie's got a
real
live part.
The hell do you
part.
Want from me, Mark? Well, I mean, NBC, I didn't watch the damn show.
It's a new NBC sitcom. It's on Tuesday nights, and it's called Great News.
Okay.
If you've been in the news business, you kind of laugh about it because it has nothing to do with reality. It.
Now, my favorite news show in America today is Brockmire.
Well, we
Brockmire
love Brockmire.
Yeah. Is freaking hilarious.
Hey, Brockmire.
Brockmire.
Brockmire. Brockmire is going to be doing the third inning in a moment here.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I tweeted. And
Hank Azaria, baby.
Oh, Hank's great. Hank's great. And you know, the one thing, I tweeted after watching, I think it was the show. Do you remember they have, in Brockmire, they have the Japanese ball player and he has a translator?
Yes.
Well, I tweeted about Brockmire and the translator, he tweets me back, the guy, that the Asian guy playing the translator, he's going to come on the show probably in a week
or two. Is
that
right?
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Oh, I'll be listening to that program.
See that?
With Brockmire.
Yeah, I love that. And then Amanda Peet. I mean, you know, it's all right.
What?
She's in there, too.
Who? Oh, Amanda Peet.
Amanda
yes.
Peet. And what
yes.
are you not listening to me?
Yes.
I mean, you got
Amanda. I'm having a little bit of headphones.
Do you want me to turn
I didn't want to do it on the air.
Well, you can tell me. It's a stinking podcast.
And you can,
tell
you can hear me.
Me
okay? I'm
I
coming
got
over.
You okay? Hear just me now?
Sure. I can hear you a little better, yes.
We could do it. We could do a new Verizon commercial because the Verizon guy's doing a
can
Sprint
Can you hear
now.
Me now? That's what you do in Vegas. That's all you say anyhow. Yeah. Hey, can you hear me? What? Let me call you back at the landline.
Yeah. Well, I've done that a lot in my life.
You got to have a landline here in Las Vegas.
I think I figured it out because you're here and I'm not used to you being here. Not that I don't want you here. So don't take that wrong. I probably should have used the headsets today and I'm using the stick mic. So every time I turn to you, I think we're losing a little audio. But
no,
don't
not,
worry.
Not with your voice, dude.
Well, you can hear me. The people out there in podcast land.
You want to change?
I know my daughter is listening. She knows I could like raise the roof of and take the paint off of almost anything.
Do you want to switch?
No, we're good, brother. We're good.
Okay, as long
life
as you don't mind.
Life is good.
As long as you mind. You don't have to keep looking at me. You can look at me there.
Oh, I can look it. Look, he's there. But hey, folks, you know, one thing I want to say, we like to have you chime in on Facebook. I actually, believe it or not, there's a phone here. And I actually can take your calls if you want, 702-641-1311, 702-641-1311. We can take calls, even if you want to tell me
it's heavy
where
technology
to go.
Right yeah. there.
But, you know, we talk about a lot of things. Listen, can I get off sports for just a
you
second?
Do whatever you want.
Okay? What about this Comey garbage? I mean, come on. Like if I
well,
am
how do
going,
you mean Comey garbage?
Well, I don't mean it in a bad. I mean it. I think it's garbage that he's history. It's like me going to court tomorrow, and I have the ability to fire the freaking prosecutor before I go to court to hope I get a better sentence. I'm floored by. I'm amazed that every day in politics, and it happens in sports too. So don't get me wrong, but I'm just amazed. That somebody can fire the guy investigating you. I'm amazed by it.
Well, but this,
I don't want to put a foot. I don't want to make you say what you don't want.
No, it just. But this goes back to the entire Donald Trump presidency so far, the first 110 days or whatever.
Yeah, we're counting. Yeah.
So this is going to be
42 something. Minutes, 37 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, I'm probably the best to do this because I was not a supporter, did not vote for him. But I will tell you this about the situation with Comey. One thing Donald Trump has done unbelievably well is he does things for a reason, and here's the reason, and this is why he's the president today.
Let me hear.
Because Donald Trump had nothing to lose. And I haven't heard Bill Maher talk too much about this or the liberal Democrat people, the ones, the real massive progressives. Donald Trump, through this whole process, had nothing to lose. And if you know about life, and I know you do, life is unbelievable when you have nothing to lose.
You're right.
Let me just go back to the election
real quick. Let's go back to Brockmire. He had nothing to lose. No,
let me just go back to the election real quick, and this will kind of translate into Comey.
Do it.
Everybody else who ran against Trump on the Republican side, and of course we know who on the Democratic side, had something to lose. Their life was political work. Their life was public service. They had that to lose. Hillary Clinton, look what she lost. She basically lost her whole life.
Right.
If Donald Trump loses, he goes back to the ivory tower. He sits in the gold chair. And he continues to make deals. And everything's fine. He doesn't. He goes, plays golf. He goes to Mar-a-Lago. Everything is the same.
He does that when he's winning.
Exactly. But why can he do that? Because always remember, because he has nothing to lose. So now let's go to Comey. You brought it up. I'm telling you. He can do what he did yesterday with James Comey because, once again, no matter how transparent you think it all is, no matter what the affiliation with the Russians is, no matter what we ever find out, nothing you do to Donald Trump can hurt him because, again, he has nothing to lose by getting rid of him. What does he have to lose? What are you going to do to him?
I don't know. Round the golf?
I still believe the guy goes to sleep every night and wakes up, can't believe he's the president.
I think he's. I think he has no clue he's the president.
No, he knows.
I think he has no idea. He's the freaking
president.
It's not like he's
having a Mr. Goodbar. Yeah,
have something.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
You don't want candy?
I'm just answering your thing about Comey. No, I'm defending him in a way, which I would never have done.
You're defending Trump because he's a guy with nothing to lose. He's going to do whatever the hell he wants.
Nick, we're letting him get away with the things he wants to do, whether it's signing orders and pushing papers around, because what are you going to do? He's the Teflon man. He's the Teflon man.
Hair might be Teflon.
It hits him, and it just falls right off. It's an incredible situation that we've never seen probably from anybody else in the history of this country.
No, it's true. But I mean, it's so... What I give, you know, if he were strictly still in entertainment or the business mogul, I probably would pat him on the back for what he does. Because he has found a way to stay... in the public eye, every single day of his life, he has something that we're talking about. You talked about A-Rod earlier. How does he come off winning Emmys? And he always comes out ahead. Trump always comes out ahead. However, it's not a game that any of us have ever seen in the Oval Office. And I don't know if most of us are comfortable with it. I know I'm not, because I'm an old SOB that still likes some things done the way they used to, but with a little slant toward.
I'll tell you this. The first time I ever spoke to Donald Trump, he was when he owned the New Jersey Generals. I was working in Miami, and Miami wanted a USFL team. So So Trump, who loves Miami, I mean, he loved Doral long before he owned Doral, would come down to South Florida quite often, quite a bit. And, you know, during that time period, he would come and actually represent the USFL for press conferences, one-on-ones. It didn't matter. He wanted to get the word out. He wanted a franchise in Miami. And from that time forward, I've talked to him, I can't tell you how many times. He used to come into Metro Detroit to a place called Shenandoah where he was selling his tapes and his books and stuff like that. So it was really within walking distance of my home in the Metro Detroit area. So I would walk up there to go see him because, I mean, until he entered this political arena, I liked the guy. I have to tell you, I liked him a lot.
Really?
He was a guy's guy. We have seen it because of stuff
he says. Well, of course we know he's a guy's guy. He's on a bus with the guys grabbing women by the vagina.
I love the way he had, you know, the USFL fell not because of Trump. There was a lot of other problems with the USFL. Sure. But it wasn't just Donald Trump. I mean, the Generals were the best-run franchise at that point.
Herschel and Flutie, and they had the guys. But his whole vision the whole time was not to make the USFL great. It was to bring the Generals
to the NFL.
That's what he wanted to do.
I hear you, that they wanted to merge somehow, and that wasn't going to happen.
Right. He saw the AFL.
Will tell you that the signing of Flutie and the signing of Walker physically changed the salary structure of the National Football League from then on. It changed the game. Donald Trump is
Oh my God! Now we're giving Trump credit for the NFL. Yes. But you are. I'm laughing about it. But actually, you're right. Actually, you're all.
Everybody who's making millions and millions and millions and millions. Matthew Stafford and Sam Bradford were the last two rookies to make the big money, the $75 million before Cam Newton got shafted.
Mm-hmm. Cam Newton.
$22 million. What about Stafford and Bradford?
Yeah, Cam Newton was making money at Auburn. Don't start on but me that with new, that. That his dad. Oh, my dad just took it. Get out of
here.
Away
from that, if you want to. Hey, he's accusing Auburn, okay? So you go right. You do that, Gene Chizik.
Well, I'm not saying Auburn was clean. I'm saying he wasn't clean, and he acted clean, and he got away with it. That's a story for a whole
other day. But remember,
the
last two first overall picks, yeah. Sam Bradford and Matthew Stafford, both made, I think their contracts were in the $78 million range.
Yeah, I know.
When the new CBA was signed, Cam Newton's contract was $22 million.
Sam Bradford may be the most overpaid quarterback in the history
but,
of the NFL.
But the story's not fully written for him yet.
No, that's true, but it's right now he's looking for a better
offer. Well, he shows you flashes of what he can be.
I'm so glad he was out.
And Stafford's my guy.
I like Stafford. Followed him, from my time in the Chattanooga market and had a lot of ties, to the Georgia folks. I lived in Georgia, not in Athens, but I lived in Georgia. And I like Stafford. I think Stafford gets a bum rap.
Well, he is one of the all-time worst quarterbacks against teams over 500. Well, you can't erase that record.
I'm trying to support your guy. Mr. Detroit.
But that's a factoid that I can't get rid of. Look, this whole thing was about Donald Trump and James Comey. But the reason I bring the Trump thing up anyhow like that is because, once again, it all leads to where we are today.
Right.
Everything that goes on today, that's going to happen tomorrow, that we think will happen Friday and Saturday and Sunday under the Trump presidency, is because you have a guy here who's been through everything and he has nothing to lose. And when he got rid of James Comey, I just kind of sat back and laughed. I said, this is another example of how a guy who thinks he can do whatever he wants, and he's the Teflon man.
Yeah, no, I totally, and I do agree with
you. Totally agree. You can disagree.
No, I agree with you, him being Teflon. I agree that he did help influence the change in salaries in the NFL. That's true. And I hope I can agree with those of you that think he should be freaking impeached. I had enough of him. I've had enough. I can't take any more. But the problem is, Pence has to go with him. They all got to go. I'm getting political. I'm sorry, people, but this is just me just saying I've had enough. I really have. I want some normalcy back in my life.
Talking about a very long process.
Oh, I know that.
That would not bring normalcy back in your life for years.
I know. Well, my concern is
you're talking about two different things here. You want normalcy back, but you think you can impeach a guy in 13 minutes. It would not be that way. And I don't know if this country wants
that. You got a comment that you threw Trump. You threw Trump under Billy Bush. Are you through? Hold on. Who'd you throw under? I don't know. Threw him under Billy Bush and Trump's bus.
I threw Trump under there?
I don't know if it was Trump or. Matt
Stafford, maybe?
Matt Stafford. That's what it was. Good deal. I'm trying to decipher this as I go.
I understand.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to stay in our conversation, watch these folks.
You are a hell of a multitasker, my friend.
Well, I try. But I'm sitting here, folks, if you're wondering who we're talking to, we are talking.
Yeah, who's this Bozo?
Well, no, it's not Bozo, okay? Although I liked Bozo as a kid.
Bozo the Clown?
Yeah, Bozo and I have something in common, big feet. And at one time,
How big are your feet?
15.
Well, I'm about a 15, too, though.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap. Yep. We're both in trouble.
Yeah. I got the hands. I got the feet.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I will not do anything else.
Yeah, but I will tell you that the foot thing, it's a lie.
I don't know about that, Nick.
Okay, in my book, it's a lie. It's a lie. But Mark Wilson is with us. Longtime Detroit area personality, sports anchor on all of the networks, pretty much all of them.
Worked at ESPN, though, for a long time,
too. Oh, that's
right.
You were at ESPN, too.
From inception and for many, many years.
Good thing you weren't there now, or you wouldn't be there anyway.
I feel so bad for those people.
Yeah, I was thinking about you coming in today, and I was thinking about this.
Moving on me without permission, without consideration, you gotta pay.
The doctor doesn't pay.
That's it?
The doctor doesn't pay, and he doesn't worry. Now, Mom, if you want trouble, I am talking about scorched earth, no survival, wholesale destruction.
Oh, my God.
Body bags and fire, trouble, and you just keep coming out.
You don't know what trouble is, jerk-off.
Mom, I am going to rip off your head and shit down your neck.
Wow.
Come on!
Underrated movie,
Detroit. You know what's funny about Dr. Detroit?
What's that?
I can't remember anybody in Detroit radio or TV. I never used it for anything.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe we just thought it was too cliche for the you like.
Oh, come on.
It's like wearing your own Detroit stuff in Detroit. You don't wear it there. You wear it somewhere else.
Is that how that works?
Well, if you have a Lions jersey or a Red Wings thing or a Tigers thing, you wear it some other city. You don't wear it in Detroit.
Yeah.
Although we have some guys in the air who do wear their swag, I guess.
Well, you know,
I
have never been. Now, I do own jerseys. I mean, you're here in the studio. You see I have Eagles and Phillies and things.
You're very Eagle-ish.
Hot girls over in the corner. I hide them so my wife don't see them.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a great job of hiding it.
Well, when she's here, the door's open. Okay. But anyway. Sorry. I had to clear my throat. By the way, I'm enjoying my Sobe
Life. Your life water? It's good
I like
stuff.
This stuff.
It is good stuff.
I do like this. What am I having? I'm having a raspberry.
I like to call this life water. It's actually water.
Well, I drink that 99% of the time. And today, I stopped at the Albertsons today because I needed.
Albertsons is a grocery store here in the greater Las Vegas area, the West Coast.
All right.
West Coast.
I'm assuming people know, and I shouldn't assume that they know because we got a lot of East Coasters.
Midwesterners. Midwesterners do not know Vons, Albertsons, or Smith's. And Smith's is Kroger.
Yeah, Smith's is Kroger. Now, how the hell did we get here? But I went in for a case of water.
Because you said you went to Albertsons.
Yeah, I went there for a case of water. And then Sobe was on sale, so I said, I don't like that. I'm going to buy some. And then I said, you know, I need a new candy stash in the studio because my buddy Mark is coming in, and I want to let him have a Crackle or a Hershey's.
I don't really eat that.
Oh, you don't eat this?
No.
Oh, crap. Now my wife's going to
I know you
mad
couldn't tell, but I don't eat sweets.
Well, you're hiding behind the screen, so nobody knows.
I think they can tell.
I
don't think petite is in their thought process right now.
But anyway, you know,
I don't think I'm rocking a size 2.
You know, I feel like I need to, like, I'm going to take just a quick second here, and we're going to come back. I want to talk to you about something else.
Where are we going? Are we going away?
No, just hang on. Oh. I'm just going to.
You'll love listening to the rest of Nick's Just Saying the podcast. I'm certain that it'll be more enjoyable than being chased by a swarm of angry bees after accidentally putting your hand in the pie. But maybe not by much. Just saying.
All right. Amanda trying to be nice to us. Hey, Just Saying the podcast. And I'm happy to be here with you. I told Mark I just had to take a quick break. My throat was feeling a little closed off, and I had to clear it a little bit.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
You know, and I didn't want to cough in the folks' ears. I'm looking here. Mike is here. John's here. Michelle's here. Donna's here.
Wow.
I mean, Margaret was here. Amanda. I'm looking at all the people that have been checking in.
Holy,
I like this.
Moly.
See, they actually, you know.
Holy cow.
Uh-oh. You know, speaking of which, being the Philly fan, we were talking one time, and we were talking about how much I really liked Harry Callis.
Oh, Harry Callis.
Yeah, I mean, and you came in today telling me about no one did something since Michael Jack Schmidt earlier today.
The kid that's tearing it up for the Phillies.
Yeah, but...
Third straight three-run homer.
But, you know, it made me hearken back, and I was thinking of Harry calling Michael Jack. I mean, and...
Jack Schmidt. I told you my favorite name that Harry Callis said was Mickey Morandini.
Gotta love it.
I don't think you can actually say his name without doing Harry Callis. Anybody, I don't care what kind of voice you have, Mickey Morandini. That's a Harry Callis name.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. But, you know, one of the things I just want to make sure we are okay here.
Hi.
All right, are we working? Is this thing on?
I'm checking to see if I pop. Am I popping?
No, is that talking?
Sure?
What happened to you?
Are you sure
there
I
popped?
Was that out up before?
Yeah,
was
you,
I
up you were,
the first
we were having some problems with you for a moment. Now you're back.
I was okay the first part?
Yes,
okay.
You were totally fine. We lost you for 30 seconds.
I can see it now.
With
ha!
Your Harry Callis.
Ha!
And we lost Harry.
Can you see me do the ha? What? Ha!
We'll fix it. Well, we're okay. See, because I have the ability to do that. You know what? The one thing I promise you we won't do is we're not going to be like these stinking airline passengers that are having brawls on flights with flight attendants.
You know,
and
that's not
else.
New.
I know. I mean, but the difference is we all have these things we call phones. Everything is recorded. Everything is said. And, you know, where everybody is all up in arms over what's going on, you know, with the airlines and with a lot of things. The truth is, and I tell this to people, it's the same with our athletes, same with our politicians, let's be honest. We have access to everything. Nothing goes unseen today. There are no secrets left in the world. And we all get up in arms, and to be honest with you, that crap was happening all the time.
You know, well, ever since the guy was dragged out of the United flight, you know, I had people, you know, even my own mother called and said, boy, can you believe it? I said, Mother, I got to tell you, my mother flies like almost for a living. She's a travel agent.
Really?
Yeah. And I've known plenty of flight attendants and people in, who are in the airline business. I know a couple of pilots. I know a big-timer for FedEx. Flies out of Miami.
Dropping names all the time.
Well, I even say a name.
I know, but you just...
More a drop the position. Drop it, give me 20. There's your position.
I couldn't give
but
you
But they
two.
Have some horror stories from 30, 40 years ago about terrible brawls in airports and cancellations. I remember I was flying to Dallas for a Cowboy game, and I saw one of the in the jetway, one of the worst brawls I've ever seen at any point, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they canceled the flight. They had to drag these people to jail. Cops came a-running. Now, if in that time period there were these babies, these devices, and you could post them immediately, it would have been a horrible story that you would have seen all over the world.
I almost was one of those videos a year ago. Almost.
What do you mean?
Well, let me explain.
Let me explain, Lucy.
See, this Lucy, scares
let me. Explain.
I was going to say that,
were you
and I
do
didn't,
that?
And I had a feeling
did
you
I
might
pull
take.
That out of,
no, you did good.
I led
you to water. You drank.
Did I pre-desi you?
Yes, you did. You did a great job. By the way, yo, Kelly's in a room.
Kelly,
one of the best sports producers in the business.
Kelly,
down in Birmingham.
Kelly in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah,
my favorite cousin lives in Birmingham, Alabama.
It's why he's favorite. He's so far away from me, you don't have to deal with
one of my favorite cousins. I don't want to diss my other cousins.
But anyway, so I was on, my wife and I were getting ready. We were flying to Philly to go see family in New Jersey. And, you know, Southwest, you got to explain it. So you get Southwest, and of course, you know, Southwest is pick your seat, you know. And I always make sure that I'm in that first group. And I do it.
Don't pick your seat before you pick your seat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, or you don't pick your nose. You pick that your too. Nose, don't pick your friend's nose. But that's... Anyway, did I say that? I don't know. Michelle's here, too. Yo, MC, what's happening?
Wow, man.
We got people chiming in here.
I thought there'd be nobody. You got a program here going.
Do you know
on.
Who you're with?
I guess. I'm learning. I'm learning it now.
So anyway, what I was about to say is...
Okay, so you're on Southwest.
So we're on Southwest. And... When my wife and I fly together, I take an aisle seat because I'm so big. I like to be able to kick my foot
out. Gotcha,
yeah. You know, a lot of people like the window, but for a tall guy, I don't want to get crammed in. So I always take an aisle. And my wife, unfortunately, always gets stuck in the middle seat. She gets stuck in the middle seat because she's going to sit next to me. Okay? And a guy comes in and he takes the window. Yo! Michelle's saying, hey, Nick. I like that. She's in Jersey. But anyway, so the guy comes in, and he proceeds to start elbowing my wife in the seat, stepping on her bags. And I said, yo, bud, little respect. It was very nice. He got loud. And if anybody knows me, and there are people watching right now that know me, if you get loud with me, you're getting it back. And... I said, you, and I used
a
words,
bad word,
a couple
a
of
swear
them.
Word.
If you don't straighten your ass out, you and I'll get off the plane and settle it.
So you're already bringing violence into the mix.
Yes.
Okay.
But he kept elbowing my wife, this before we even took off. And then the flight attendant comes up. And she says, what's wrong? I said, yeah, I yelled at the guy. I said, but he's been elbowing my wife. I asked him to kindly stop. He's not doing it. Stepped on her bags. And I told him, okay? And I said, maybe it would be best if he moved. Because I got two seats. And at the time, I'm an A-list traveler at the time because I was doing a lot of flying last year. So the woman says, sir, there's another window seat over here. Would you move? He says, no, won't move. So it gets close to ugly, and the guy stays there the whole flight. And it was the most uncomfortable. I shut up. I finally shut up because
Now, how long ago was this?
This is a year and a half ago.
So people had cameras.
They had them, but for some reason, they didn't roll. So I've been there, people. I get it. I don't know that there's a moral, but I got lucky I wasn't the guy.
There is a moral.
I was lucky. The bottom line is you can't say it. Let me hear it.
Fly first class if you can.
Yeah, Southwest doesn't have it.
I know. That's why you shouldn't fly Southwest.
No, I like Southwest.
I get it, but...
I like Southwest.
Get a seat that's assigned in a first... I know you're going to say, oh, look at the... Look at the
money bags here. Money bags.
Daddy Rich is telling everybody to fly first class, and you won't have this problem.
You know? Hey, Crystal's here now, too. Yo, Crystal, what's happening?
You got a lot of female listeners. What's going on with
that? Does that tell you something about me?
It must not
to do with my size 15s either.
It must not be a very good sports show. No, I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you. I know women are.
Listen, I love... Actually, Crystal, who's watching, when I worked in Chattanooga, Crystal was running an establishment, and I'm looking, that I used to do some live remotes from. So she knows the value.
Well, I'll tell you
She knows the value of Nick.
Actually, I'm going to give women some credit here on sports shows. Mm-hmm. And I found this to be the case because I've been doing them for 20-whatever years. Our female listeners on our program, either nationally or in Detroit, were the best callers. They're always the most...
Yes.
They're the most logical. They have the best takes. They're not blowhard like dudes. The women come on and they settle arguments. They have the... their takes are fresh. They're the best... my former partner and I used to say they're the best people. They're the best callers.
Yeah. Well, they're the best ones. We're talking about flight disasters. Michelle chiming in here on our thing. I flew to Vegas with over a 500-pound man taking up three seats behind me. Face was literally on the side of my head. Okay? Literally on the side of my head the entire five-hour trip. Worst flight of my life.
That's terrible.
And then I'm chiming in. My daughter says Southwest has a person of size policy. You can get a third seat for free so you can avoid sitting with a stranger. Did you know that?
You mean if you're the heavy person?
If you're the heavy person, here's what she said. I'm just reading.
Okay.
Southwest has a persons of size policy.
All right.
Okay. You can get a third seat.
So if you buy the two.
You can get a third for free so you avoid sitting with a stranger.
Well, here's my problem with sitting in coach anyhow, and I'm not afraid to say it. Some people really smell bad. No, I mean, they do. I mean, carry...
Take a Hershey's. You'll
no, carry the body spray or something with you. Well, you know, a Tic Tac and body spray will go a long way in the world.
Well, Tic Tac, I would have a problem, though. Boy, we are really getting off. We're getting off. But this is good, though, and I'm glad. But here's what... I can't handle any sort of perfumes on people that are close
to me.
Is
that right?
Yeah, I can't do it.
You don't like the perfume smell, huh?
No, I can't. I'm alert. It has reactions, and my wife is the same way. And we will literally...
You'd rather smell Limburger?
Huh? No, but seriously.
I mean, there's some nasty cheese out there,
buddy. I can't use aftershaves. I have to. There are certain things. But if a woman...
Can you smell what I'm wearing?
No, I'm not getting that close.
Want to? Want to sniff me? I smell good.
Help! Can someone save me now?
Come on, smell me. I'm surprised you can't smell me.
No, I can't smell you, thank God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I smell good, people.
He sees all the women watching. Now he wants to smell good.
You invited me to come to your lair, and I said, well, I'm not going to come stinking like a stink bomb. I'm going to come, and I'm going to take a shower. Showered for you.
Well, that's nice.
Well, it's Vegas.
I didn't tell you we were going to be on live Facebook, and you kind of read me the riot act.
It's Facebook.
No, I'd have got dressed.
It's Vegas, and there are times I'll go a few days.
Yeah.
You know, if no one has to smell me. But I said, I'm coming over here. I want to present myself nice and smell good for you.
How do you like the Palatial Studios, by the way?
I thought about socks, but I said, screw it.
I have to wear socks.
I hate them. I won't wear them.
Only
with a suit.
Well, I have to wear socks. I can't be without them. And that's why I don't wear sandals, because I refuse to do the old man socks
Come
and
on,
sandal
get the
thing.
Cool flips, man.
I can't wear them.
Why?
I don't like them.
Really?
No, my
it's
toes.
It's 115 degrees?
I don't care if it's 173.
Oh, my God.
My toes and my feet need to be contained. See, they must be contained.
I got good feet because I get pedicures. So I,
I learned
in sports a long time ago, there's a couple things you got to take care of. Well, three things, okay?
Okay.
Always take care of your teeth.
Okay.
Because that affects your whole head and you get a headache, okay? Always take care of your teeth. Always take care of your hands.
Okay.
Do whatever you got to do. And I don't like manicures at all.
But I don't.
I keep everything nice, and I do get pedicures.
No, here's my problem. Anyone that knows
me. Take care of your feet.
I take care of my feet. I don't get them pedicures. I have good feet, okay? I was told. Doctors have told me I have very good feet, that they actually are good. Okay. Anyway, forgetting that, I have a problem. I bite my nails. It is the worst habit in the world.
Yeah, it should be.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, and you can see, look how bad. I take them down to the
clip. Yeah, you do.
Every day.
That's not as bad as a lot of people.
No, but I bite them every day. The minute they start to get to where you could probably do something to them, I just do it.
I never do that.
Nervous habit. Never get a pedicure. I cut my nails probably 3-4 times a week. And my wife gets pissed because I do it just as I'm getting into bed. And she says, pick up the damn toenails.
Oh, man, that you can't do it there, dude.
Honey, what are you doing? I'm like, dear, don't you clip your nails? Yeah, but I don't do it in bed.
No, women are much better. I mean, we suck.
I'm an ass.
We suck.
But I'm actually pretty...
I'm okay with that. We stink. We're the worst.
Well, I wouldn't totally say that. I think I'm actually a very sensitive man. And I think that I think that women appreciate
Hold on. Show
me.
Topic. Nick is sensitive.
Yes.
But, Nick, sensitive. I'm actually writing it.
My daughter said I need a spa day for Christmas then. Yeah, there you go. I need a spa
day. I just got you a spa day, dude.
Yeah, but I all due respect, I don't know if I want the spa day.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know if I want a spa day.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay.
Take my word for it. You want
In
a spa
other words,
day.
Spa day, leave the wife at home? Is that what you're telling me? Tell me the truth.
No, you take the spa day with the wife.
Oh, you do?
Oh, sure. Come on,
now,
man.
Now, I've never done this. I've seen it in the movies.
This isn't a B-movie we're talking about here.
But I've seen it in the movies.
There ain't no happy ending coming at the spa. You ain't go to Green Valley or Red Rock over here.
It's not the Asian spa.
I'm going to tell you, though. Go to the Red Rock or Green Valley spa is off the
Really?
Chain. Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, I guess these are some of the things that I haven't done in my life. I've done a lot, but I don't do spa.
I'm not a huge massage guy until you get one, and then I say I'm a huge massage guy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really like them, but when you get them, then you like them.
Isn't that a wife's job?
No.
I'm just asking.
No, to get a full, like, 90-minute rub
down. Yeah, that's a wife's job. And I'm sensitive, and I love you, ladies.
Dude.
Am I being mean? I'm kidding.
Whoa. It's my wife's job to rub me down for 90 minutes.
Because I'm going to return the favor.
Yeah, but she's not a licensed masseuse. You get a licensed masseuse who knows what they're doing. It's unbelievable.
Are you trying to say that a guy's spouse wouldn't know what to do in a massage area?
Licensed masseuse person.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because guys, if we give women massages, they never end up finishing the massage.
We don't give them a massage. You know what we do? We do this thing.
We rub
All
them.
We do. We rub.
We just rub.
We're not really giving them much of a massage. They go, keep doing that. Right there. No, a little lower. Upper. Down. Do my arms. I know this number. All right, do this thing.
Yeah.
You kind of do this deal. All right, get my hands. All right, now it's feet time. You better be into rubbing feet. If you're not into feet, forget it.
I hate feet. I don't like feet. I don't. I think they're necessary. We got to stand up and walk, but I don't like feet. I have no foot fetish.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why we're doing this at all. And you're probably never going to talk to me again.
How long have we been on? We're finding out way too much about me in the first hour.
No, but this is okay because this is all we're going to do. But I'm not a foot person. What's your favorite body part of a woman?
Huh?
What's your favorite body part, Mark, of a woman?
That I'm willing to tell people?
Yeah, that you're willing to tell people.
I love, and this is, you don't have to have Gisele Bündchen legs. I love legs. I'm a huge leg guy.
You like legs.
But you don't have to be supermodel.
Okay.
All right? I think that there's plus size women whose legs are beautiful, gorgeous. I'll give you an example
Good
of a woman.
Good backtrack there.
No.
I believe you.
Because right now, one of my all-time, I guess I'd call her all-time, she's on a show right now called American Housewife. Have you seen that show at all?
Yes.
Okay. That's Katie Mixon.
Oh, okay.
She was on Eastbound and Down with Danny McBride.
Okay.
She was on Mike and Molly.
See, here's the name dropping, but this is good.
No, but this is I don't know Katie Mixon.
I'm with you.
And she's now an American housewife. And the whole premise on American Housewife is that she's very heavy. And she lives in Westport, Connecticut, and all the other moms and women are very thin. And I think Katie Mixon's legs, off the chain. That's how good. I mean, that's
so you're a leg man?
Doesn't that be Kendall Jenner? Or
so if you're a leg man or legs are good and there's another part that's even better?
No, I'm a leg guy.
Okay, you're a leg guy.
That's all I'm willing to go right now.
Okay, now women and chicken are similar. I don't like legs. I like the breast.
Well,
okay, I'm going to be honest. Okay. Let's be honest. Okay, I don't know what happened with this. We got people go, what happened with this conversation? And we got somebody said she loves, Michelle says she loves the foot rub. Okay?
Well, there you go.
Okay?
I'm your guy there.
My daughter now knows I don't have a foot fetish. My daughter says, you don't have a foot fetish. And I'm thinking, holy Jesus. Now this is bad.
Did she think you
did?
This
is me putting, thank God she's 30 and not 13.
Did she think you had one?
I don't know if she thought I had one. Oh, Mike in San Francisco just chimed in. Rear end, thumbs up.
Oh yeah, well.
Okay, and Mike,
booty time.
You know, and I don't want to degrade Mike's significant other. I've seen pictures of him on my Facebook with his significant other, and she looks like a beautiful lady. I don't know that her rear end is awesome because I don't see those.
Kardashian like?
I don't know that.
Does he like Kardashian like rear ends?
Yeah.
Does he like Kim's boot tie?
Mike, do you like is like Kardashian your thing?
Well, there's booty and there's Kardashian booty.
Now I just got hashtag. I can't believe my daughter's hanging out with us like this. This is terrible. I'm going to get thrown in dad jail here soon. But I'm chewing a damn Hershey.
I'm still getting over the fact your daughter commented on your non-foot fetish.
She hashtag my dad is a breast man.
Well, if Jimmy Fallon has that on a Wednesday for hashtag Wednesday or whatever, you'll be rocking.
Yeah, you're going to get that on Fallon next?
It'll be on Fallon.
She'll do it. My daughter would do it. My daughter would do. We're having a, I don't know. Mark Wilson is here with me. This is Nick's Just Saying the podcast, and we're just saying, who the hell knows what we're just saying?
It's a good name for it, though. Just saying.
That's what we're just, you know what it is? And let's see. Steve is here. Hey, Steve, what's happening? Mike's here. We talked about Mike. Who else? Michelle's still here. Nichelle's still here. I mean, we got a bunch of people here. I'm loving this.
Is this more than you normally get?
Well, you bring it out. You
they
obviously.
Didn't know I was going to be here.
I know. So maybe it's me.
It has to be you. They didn't know I was here.
But I don't ever, you know, what you were saying, though, about the name of the podcast, that's the whole
Nick,
point.
Nick, I want to tell you, if you actually did tag me,
yeah,
I shouldn't say that.
I won't.
It would be, we'd be off and running, man.
Oh, okay. So in other words, what you're saying is, Nick, your people suck.
No,
and I love my people.
We'd have even more people.
Oh, are you, you're belittling my street cred.
I think your people are aces.
Okay.
I think you're number one.
No, thank you.
Is that 11?
Thank
number
you.
Number one.
Yeah, most people give you the number one with the middle one. I won't do it. Okay. Because I love you people.
Can we like flip, can I flip the finger for a second?
Yeah,
do you know the all-time greatest? This is my all-time favorite news blooper. You ever see the news bloopers? You ever
yeah,
go on YouTube
them.
And do the news bloopers?
How many of them were you on?
There was the old before YouTube. There was a thing called the tapes of wrath.
Okay.
Okay. And that was the industry news bloopers. I've been on a. I only made it like a couple because I haven't had really good bloopers, and I wish I had actually done them on purpose
mm-hmm.
so I could make the thing.
Right.
I know actually some people that have done those on purpose just to make the thing. So. My favorite one, so I can flip the bird on here?
Yeah, I
okay,
we're
I'm gonna
fine.
Do that. I'm going to do that. Okay, real quick, though. This is New York television. This is WABC in New York.
Uh-oh.
There's a reporter named Mara Walensky.
I know
and this
name.
Is many years. You know
many
Mara Walensky?
Many years ago, I knew the name.
Okay. And you remember Bill Butel the old guy. Bill Butel and Roger Grimsby.
I know the names.
Okay.
I know them. Go
legendary
ahead.
New York anchors.
Yeah.
I think they're both gone now. Butel might be
did
right.
Did you say Yankers or anchors?
News anchors.
Oh, okay.
What, anchors of the water?
No, I just thought Yankers.
Oh, I don't know if they're Yankers. Maybe
asking.
Butel was.
Maybe Yankers
so,
with a foot fetish.
So they have a new set, and you can see the reporter in the back.
Right.
So Mara Walensky doesn't realize there's a new set, so she doesn't know what camera she's on. They're doing a thing for Black History Month, probably one of the first years of Black History Month.
Okay.
And she's going like this. You can see her in the back, just like I am now. You're like in front,
yeah.
Introducing her to turn. You're going to turn. It's this weird kind of
right.
V set. And I'm going to going, what camera am I on? She's mouthing it, what camera am I on? And I think it was Sue Simmons' show, but Butel and Grimsby are the end of this. And she turns around, she looks, and you see her go on camera.
Oh my!
Four million people in New York are watching, going, "Not yet."
Unbelievable.
And she goes, "Mara." She just stops, and Mara doesn't know she's been seen doing this.
Oh my gosh!
So she says, "Black History Month is blah blah blah," and she starts doing her story. So the 6 o'clock news comes to an end, and there's Grimsby and Butel. They're leaning in like this as normal, and they were, I guess, howling when they saw this on camera that she had done this. And at the end, Roger Grimsby just beautifully says, "That's our news for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Don't join us again at 11 for whoever." But as Mara Wilinski would say, "We're number one." Place erupts, cracks up crazy.
I love it.
It's the greatest news blooper, I think, in history. You got to see it. I didn't do it probably as well as I should have.
Well, that's all right. You know, we put you on the spot there. It's not like you were, you know, you're not Brad Pitt and you rehearsed this thing.
No.
You're definitely no Brad Pitt, by the way.
You want to rethink that?
I'm sorry. I apologize. Because you're my guest.
I'm not aiming for Brad Pitt at my age.
No.
Yeah, maybe I am. I don't want to be Clooney either.
There you go. Now you got us there. If you could be one movie star, male, have their looks and their career, who is it? This is just saying. We just do anything.
Have the looks and career?
Yeah. Who would it be?
Tom Cruise.
Really? I don't like he's got a big nose.
Yeah.
And he's short.
But he just does never. He never looks as. He just is. He's ageless.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And he is short. He's very, very. Have you been?
Yeah, he's short. Yeah, he's teeny. Small. He's teeny.
He's teeny tiny.
You know,
Katie Holmes was teeny. Is teeny tiny too.
Yeah, I know.
They were
remember when he jumped on the stinking soap of Oprah?
Yeah, it was pretty good. But his career, I would have loved to have the Mission Impossible series like he has.
Yeah, see, and I'm not a Mission Impossible fan. I've never been an action movie fan.
You're not a diehard guy.
Well, I like the original, and that's it.
Really?
I like the original.
Oh, I love
Give me the original Nakatomi Plaza. Good.
It's awesome. It's great.
But after that, no. It's like all the big things being made are like all these Fast and Furious. No, I haven't watched one of them. I could care less.
I haven't gotten into the Fast and Furious series, but Die Hard's and Mission Impossible.
No, I never did Mission Impossible. Bourne. I've never done the Bourne stuff.
The only other series I'm looking forward to, you know, whatchamacallit's coming out this week?
Which one?
I don't know who I'm looking at. Like, I'm looking at a producer. I'm doing the producer look.
Yeah.
Is it this week?
Pull this up for me.
Hey, pictures in the back.
This is the low-budget podcast.
Hey,
you don't
is
have
it this
one.
Week? Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. Are you talking to Fred Biletnikoff?
Pirates
in the
of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Oh. Well, Johnny Depp.
The new Johnny Depp Caribbean movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, is coming out.
See, I remember Johnny Depp in Fox's 21 Jump Street. Do
way
you
back,
remember?
Way back when.
That was in the
is
original
that Richard
Fox. Yep. That's the original Fox lineup.
Yeah.
Jump 21 Jump Street. You had the Tracy Ullman show, which
Tracy
is where
Ullman,
the Simpsons.
Was it Living Color at that
and time? Living Color was there and Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was there. And that's where the Simpsons were mm-hmm. spawned from. We talked about Hank Azaria earlier.
Was that 25 years of the Simpsons now?
Oh, my God.
92?
I mean, yeah. The Flintstones didn't last that long, and I love the Flintstones.
Well, I think that Simpsons are now the longest-running animated
ever.
Maybe I think it's the longest-running series ever.
But I still am partial. I'm still partial to the Flintstones. I'm a big Flintstone.
No, I never grew up with cartoons, so I
really?
We were out and about. I was as a real young child. I played everything under the sun. I never sat around
too.
Watching television. I was never a TV kid.
Okay, here's a glimpse into my life. Folks, I'm going to let you in, okay? This is my childhood.
Wait, let me open the...
There you go.
That was your door opening.
I'm going to let you in, okay?
I don't know about this, Mr. McCracken. Something doesn't seem right.
Well, it takes guts to say no, kid. You got a lot of courage. I don't think I could call my mommy and daddy and tell them I didn't have what it takes to make it on the tour. All right, let's get going. Better call them before they go to sleep. Come on, hurry up.
All right.
Nice flip-flop. Way to go.
The reason for the Kingpin thing is because my Saturdays, I was always an athlete, but Saturday was bowling day. My day, my weekend, now I played baseball, football, basketball, you name it, I did it. I did it all, and I bowled. And as a kid in Bordentown, New Jersey, every Saturday morning, I would get dropped off at a place, and some of my people here will know, Pabst Bowling Center, which is now gone, was a 12-lane bowling center. And I used to get dropped off. I'd bowl in the junior leagues. Then I would walk next door to a little pizzeria that was Rosario's Pizza that is still there today, right?
I bet you it's good.
It is good stuff. Let me hear it for Rosario's. I liked it. But anyway.
You should have one of those things like when you mention a sponsor.
I'm giving you, this was my life. This was my life. And then, of course, while at Rosario's, I would put a quarter in the jukebox. Real jukebox, people. Not CDs. Like vinyl records would come up.
Let's rip on technology.
Okay. No, I'm not mad at technology. I'm okay with technology. Look, I got enough technology around here to choke a horse.
But that's what I know what you're doing, though. Here's okay. The old days. My favorite is when the people on the Facebook machine and the Twitter machine tell you how much they love the old days, but they're doing it on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's okay. But then I would play, and my favorite tune every week, this is crazy, every week I'd put a quarter in. I'd play Elton John, Crocodile Rock. I remember this. But before I went bowling, to kind of digress where this was going, we were talking about cartoons, is I would sit early in the morning when we had Saturday morning cartoons. Like when at 6 o'clock in the morning they started, and it was a must watch, and I would watch Saturday cartoons, go to bowl, go to Rosario's Pizza, listen to Elton John, and then go home. That's my life as a 9-year-old.
Like you listened to this, the one Elton John song, or did you expand your...
Well, I expanded...
Did you hit Rock of the Westies, or...
No, well, I expanded, however, I like that.
Rock?
I remember when rock was young.
Not like, no Philadelphia Freedom. So much
fun. I like that too. Holding hands and skimming stones.
Wow, man.
Okay,
Have you seen Elton here?
Yeah, I loved Elton here. He's a great show.
So you've seen the Red Piano Show and the Million Dollar Piano?
The Million Dollar Piano. I loved it. Okay.
How many times have you gone?
I loved it. Hey, Tula, what's happening? Tula in the house. Big Tula.
Tula.
He's a good guy.
Two.
Okay. Now Michelle is saying, ha, that's true. And I used to sing like that at Rosario's. But I did. And I've seen him here.
I asked you how many times?
Just once, actually.
Just the one time.
And we went to go again, and we had tickets, but we didn't make it. We had some things. My wife had a foot fetish. I found the guy in the parking lot at Caesars. We never got in there.
Is that right? Now, who knew that would come up today?
Oh, we're losing my whole stinking mind.
So it's just Crocodile Rock.
But I would always play that tune. I would play others, but that was, I don't know why, it kind of became my Saturday morning anthem.
And what year would this be? Should I not do the age thing here?
1970, roughly.
1970.
71, 72, 73.
I wasn't even into music in 70. I was like I was 9 or something, you know? 8 years old.
Oh, I just got Who Let Elton John into the building. See, people love my dulcet tones and my singing prowess.
Well, I don't know if they're dulcet because you said I had dulcet, but...
Well, you do.
But you
you're smooth.
Sounds like you can sing.
Okay. You're going to make me tell this story?
You're this close to Red Rock. Why don't you get a gig over at the Hearthstone or something, or do the lounge
Zoe
thing.
Bowie has nothing on me.
Zoe Bowie.
Zoe Bowie. I actually thought that was David Bowie's kid. It's the freaking name of a band.
It's the band's name here in Vegas.
I know. When I got here, I go, oh, Bowie's kid's playing here. No, they named the band Zoe Bowie. They named the band Zoe
Bowie.
That's like, I'm going to name my band Kurt Cobain. I mean, that's what it is.
That would be a good name
for We would be dead.
I found a new... I got a Diet Coke from McDonald's yesterday on the Coke thing,
right?
On the cup, it said Pico Guacamole, and I said to myself, "Hey, that's a coincidence because that was my stripper name, Pico Guacamole." It said it on the cup. I wish I had it.
Pico Guacamole.
I saw
the
it.
Stripper.
It said Pico Guacamole. You know, because we got the new Magic Mike show, and I'm thinking about it
now. I've got really bad things. I'm picturing you like soft guacamole.
Stick with Pico Guacamole, Nick. Don't divert. Don't try to make something out of that.
It's like. Hey,
but it's true. If you go to the McDonald's on the cup, it says Pico Guacamole. And I said, well, that's
coincidence. Hey, would you make this Pico Guacamole right in front of me, people?
You know, when I was in Chippendales.
You take, like, your stick and mix it around.
Pico Guacamole?
You never have guacamole made at your table?
Call me Pico Guacamole.
What the hell are we doing, people?
Pico Guacamole.
Hey, Mike's in the house now. What's up, Mikey T?
Oh, Mike. Funny.
I don't even know what the hell we're doing.
Pacino.
That's why this is just saying.
We're all doing Pacino now.
You know, I got to be honest with you.
Oh, funny.
Okay, very honest, though. No, Mark Wilson with us. And I got to be honest. I'm having a blast.
Is that right?
I'm honest to goodness, this is more fun than I should be allowed to have.
Now, do you think it's more fun? Is it funner than you thought it would be? Did you think I'd be like a stick in the mud?
No, I actually thought you'd be wonderful. That's why I freaking invited you.
No, you didn't. Here's what Nick thought. Let me address the peeps. This is what Nick thought. He thought, all right, because we've only talked a couple of times. He said, hey, do you want to come in and do the podcast? And I said, yeah, if I have to. And he thought to himself, for like a week we've been planning this. So he says to himself, like, I didn't just show up today because I wouldn't have gotten here with the damn schools in this area. Jesus. I never lived by 10 schools.
It's you just, never went to school either, it appears.
Well, it doesn't seem I did.
Michigan State let you in for...
I'm a proud Spartan.
Yeah, I know. They let you in even though you didn't go to school. Anyway, move on.
I'm the only guy with a degree that ever took any math. I didn't take any math in college.
Yeah, because this show's not adding up.
So he's thinking to himself, I'm telling you, oh, here comes this guy. He's going to want to talk about stupid sports. He's going to want to talk about the Lions all day. Some like the Red Wings, the Pistons, you know, all these crappy teams in Detroit, or the Tigers. Miguel Cabrera, you know, spent all this time on it. And, in fact, it's funny you say that because I did, in fact, watch what I did.
Let me see.
But he's now learning that I wasn't going to do that. Right. I did come prepared. Two things. I'll show you the first one. I actually wrote notes.
You wrote notes? Let me show you this. I host it. There's my notes, 4 lines. He wrote a whole page.
No, here's what I got. Indulge me. My first thing I said, Las Vegas 51's homestand.
What the hell would I want to talk about that for?
There's two beer nights in the homestand. Dollar beer. Look, here's the combination that cannot work very well. I've never been to the 50. I've been to Cashman Field. That's our little AAA team.
All due respect, I love Las Vegas. That's a toilet. Go ahead.
Have you been to Cashman?
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
You don't like it? Have you been to the press box?
Yeah, but people don't get to go to the press box but us. So I rate it on the fan experience.
You know,
I've thrown out the first pitch
there. Helen Yee? She's in the press box.
Okay.
I wrote Helen Yee's. I want to give a shout out to Helen Yee.
Helen Yee!
Go follow
Helen!
Wait, you want to go follow Helen Yee on Twitter.
Okay, so, and I'm going to answer Michelle's your question in a minute. Go ahead.
So they have two beer nights, dollar beer.
Yeah,
now they had one that was a quarter. Here's something you. This is why they do it now and not later in the summer. 115 degrees, dollar beer night, Las Vegas. That cannot be a good mix.
No, it can't be.
Okay,
so they that's do it why the place looks like a toilet.
They do it now when it's not 100, so it's not too overwhelming, I suppose. I had MLB season at the 1/5 point. I even had, if the season were to end today, the teams that would go to the postseason.
And with all due respect, in this podcast, nobody gives a rat's.
But look what I put third. Colbert Daily Show reunion last night.
Oh, see, now that we would have done.
Did you see it last night?
No, but we'll talk about that the next time, even though it's not.
You know, I DVR'd it.
We're like
watch
way
it
off.
Later.
You did watch it? I got to watch it.
Vegas Golden Knights update because people want to know.
Yeah, okay.
NHL playoffs?
I know. Nobody cares.
Okay. NBA playoffs? Cavs, Warriors.
The NBA, the most overrated sport in America.
I had the Lonzo Ball $495.
Yeah, now that's a moron.
I don't even get the story. Would you buy a pair? No!
No, I'm not buying $495 shoes. Hey, Stephon Marbury's when they were $22.95 I had to work hard for. And hey, you know what somebody also just asked me?
What?
First off, remember, what'd you say? Pico?
Pico Guacamole.
I was told that would make a good punk band name.
Would be.
Okay.
And no, no, also, no. Two days ago, I came up with the best punk band name.
What is it?
You ready?
Let me hear it.
Because I actually heard a woman talking about this. Twisted Uterus. What do you think?
It's painful. I don't think a woman wants to listen to a Twisted Uterus.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Counts Fam. Please welcome to the stage, Twisted Uterus.
And on my school front, someone just asked me, because they know where I'm from, who was my favorite nun at St. Mary's, which was the Catholic school I went to up to the 5th grade. That is a simple answer to me. Sister Martha was my favorite.
You know what? Give it up.
Sister Martha.
Give it up to Sister
M. I don't know. She's probably looking down on me going, I told you not to talk like
that. I ain't going to say anything bad about Sister Martha.
Oh, Lord.
Because I understand the Catholic thing. I don't do it, but I understand it.
But anyway, understand. I don't know what the hell we just did here.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you what else
Let me hear
I had.
What else before we get out of here.
Player, what are we almost done?
We're done whenever we're done. I usually do about an hour, and we're over an hour. We're having fun. We keep going.
Is
I don't care.
Seriously over an hour?
Yeah, we're over now. Yeah, we're over. That's okay. I'm having a blast. Don't you worry. We're fine.
All right. Players' Championship starts tomorrow. Okay. You might be interested.
Nobody cares about golf anymore. I like it, but nobody cares.
I have people that care. I don't think people care. I get you where you're coming. You just like to say I don't care. No, Vegas Raiders Stadium update.
Yeah, well, I'm ready. I post on that, and I know that you have other thoughts on that, but they say it's going to be ready. I posted it. It must be true.
8 days from today.
Yes.
The brand new Beatles channel on Sirius XM.
Now there we go. See, because I love that old stuff.
The Beatles, people don't know that the Beatles channel is coming to Sirius XM May 18th.
May 18th. That's my wife's birthday.
We did the sports Emmys. Was it? Happy birthday.
Yeah, my wife's birthday is May 18th.
In case I forget.
By the 19th, I'll be dead.
I doubt it.
Because I ain't getting her anything.
We're not going to let you off that.
Get her a vacuum. It doesn't work.
Sports Emmys. I'm kidding. We did that with A-Rod.
Yes.
But I want to give Brent Musburger got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, I know.
And he's here in Vegas
now. In the glass booth.
He's in the glass booth at South Point.
South Point.
And I want to give a shout out as well to the great Doc Emmerich.
Oh, Doc Emmerich.
Like Doc Emmerich.
I like Doc.
Who lives in Michigan, who's a big fan of my old show.
Really?
He used to call in all the time, and he won the Emmy for Best Play-by-Play.
I like Doc, actually.
And my buddy Johnny Smoltz, who played for the Braves, he was up for an Emmy as well, and Bill Raftery won it. In the category that Smoltzy was in. So
yeah.
Raff at the Half won it.
Yeah, well, Rafferty works for every network in America.
What else did I have here?
I got a yes, can't wait for the Beatles channel with exclamation points. See, people are responding. They love you, Mark.
See, some may not even realize that there's
next
an
week,
entire
I'm not going to be
for the
here.
First time ever, an entire Beatles channel on the 18th of May.
People will not even miss
and
me.
I think it's 18, Channel 18.
Channel 18?
And I wanted to give a little props to my college, my university, because
Michigan State, the Spartans.
The first preseason college basketball poll from NBCSN is out, and the Michigan State University Spartans, number one in the country.
I have a few...
over Arizona, North Carolina.
I have a few Sparty fans in my following.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, because Ben Carter from UNLV has got the sixth year, and because Gavin Schilling, who also was from out here, he played at Bishop Gorman, and Miles Bridges returns. They're going with Michigan State as the number. Tom Izzo is the number one team in the country. All right, that's all I had on my sheet.
That was on your sheet. And
now wait.
One question that was posed for you.
Yeah.
You want to pose it because you brought up the Beatles.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who is your favorite Beatle? That was posed on Facebook. Who's your favorite Beatle?
I love George Harrison.
Really?
Yeah. A genius. Really? As much as Lennon was, and that's everybody knows that. And as McCartney to this day, and Ringo to this day, and Ringo was much more of a genius people give him credit for, but George Harrison.
Well, anybody that can make all that money as part of the Beatles and have as little talent as him is a genius.
Who, Ringo?
I'm kidding.
He had more talent than you think.
That was, I'm totally kidding.
But you
Sweet to, 16, she's beautiful.
George Harrison. I know it's not like a popular thing. Right, cause, no,
what is it? Hold on, are you bringing out sex toys? What? Yeah, I told you no.
Nick, I'd like you at this point to take off your glasses.
Okay.
I did bring props.
Okay.
And I thought this would be cool.
Okay.
At least for a little bit, since we're coming to the end.
Okay.
I thought we'd go another 3 hours, but...
We could.
So I brought you these, if you would put them on.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa!
You got yourself a flamingo and a palm tree. How are we looking?
Man, this is a good-looking crew. I'm ready. Yeah! Hello.
We can do the dab thing.
No, I don't like the dab. Cam does the dab. I don't want no part of the dab.
Who's Cam?
Fig Newton.
Cam Newton?
Yeah,
Cam Newton does it. Yes, he does.
He does the dab. But I like now. So, I can't read my notes. Hold on, I got to put them back. Hold on, will this work?
So I thought we'd do that for fun.
What do you think?
I'm going to take a selfie. Hold on.
George was a great songwriter, I have been told.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. George Harrison, one of the great songwriters of all time.
Okay, you're
very creative.
Are you good at selfies? I'm not good at selfies.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All
but
right,
you have to get in here.
I'm going away from the mic. All right, let's do it.
This is fascinating radio stuff.
Yeah.
Ready?
Let's go.
Let's see.
Okay, see if it worked. I like these glasses, though. Like, I would
You don't get
these.
To keep them.
I don't like keeping them. I'm not going to keep them, but they're nice. But anyway, I mean...
Looks good to me.
Did it come out?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, hell yeah. We're talented individuals. We'll put that up at some point. I don't know if they can see that well. It's Facebook, you know. So anyway, where the hell were we? This whole podcast derailed.
Your show.
In a very good way, it derailed. And on a very serious... Now I'm gonna be serious. I'm gonna strip out the humor for a minute.
Do you want me to take off the glasses while you do that?
Okay. And I just, truthfully, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being here.
Because honestly, Mark,
you and I have not had a chance to do this behind the mics together in any fashion. We just met recently. You know, we both had similar backgrounds. We had the good fortune of meeting. And I wanted to do this because I had a feeling we would be okay. We would have some fun together.
Right.
And I think we had some fun.
That was great.
I think we had fun. We didn't. I don't know if we gave anybody anything they wanted.
No,
to hear.
Nothing.
Anything worth it?
No, it was complete zero.
Okay.
But here's the thing: you got quality A material entertainment out of the deal.
Yeah, for free. Hey, and if you want to send me $5 for this entertainment, at least send us $5. Send it to Nick Bonsanto, care of the guy on the corner in front of the Red Rock. I don't know.
I don't need nothing.
I don't need no stinking $5.
I don't need no stinking $5 badges.
Yeah.
I don't need no stinking badges.
He says, strip out the humor with the goofy glasses on. Okay. I'm going to go back because I can't see, though, totally. Does that work? I've got the double glasses.
You look amazing.
On. I am hot. Let me tell you something. There's a reason people want to rub my feet in the massage room.
You're damn right. Don't kid yourself that they don't.
All right. Hey, brother.
But you're right. We wanted to let it fly. No, didn't bring a laptop.
I
did this as kind of a joke anyhow. To write down the topics.
I did show prep. I did it. It was here. It was three.
Is that
three
your
items.
Show prep? This is my show prep.
The most important thing in my show prep was to know to remember your name and things.
Remember
done.
The days you'd have to turn that into a PD to show them what you're going to do.
That's why we're doing a podcast because of that.
You know what?
Sucks.
FUPD.
Hey, is that a university? FUPD. All right. Anyway,
I went to FUPD.
Yeah. Brother, as I said, I greatly appreciate you hanging out.
It is my pleasure.
It has been a blast.
I can't believe it's over.
Are you willing to do this again?
And now, the end is near.
It's over.
Thank you, people.
And so I
appreciate you not yelling at me.
The podcast will be up at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com. That's coming up here on Facebook.
I'll say it clear.
Sway with me.
I'll state my case.
And we'll do
which I'm certain
again next Wednesday.
I've lived.
Don't you hate this at concerts?
A life that's full.
More like an American Idol, which is coming back to ABC.
Each and
American Idol is
every highway. And more.
Thank you so much. Nick's just saying the podcast.
Much more than this.
Back again. I don't want the freak.
I did it my way.
Coming to you from studios in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, you've been listening to Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. Join Nick again next week for the show. You can download and listen to the show at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com and follow the show on Facebook at Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. You can also follow Nick's Just Saying on Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. Nick's Just Saying podcast talks about sports, entertainment, politics, and life with a laugh. All right, we got through this show today. I'm guessing we can all use a stiff drink about now. Just saying.
And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, but
my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was mine.